Yeah, and our regular every week has been for a few years now. Paul Gallen joins us. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys.
What's this about your old man?
Yes.
Yeah, changing allegiance because you're not playing.
Yeah, so say I'm a little bit upset and angry and embarrassed by it is an understatement, so I'll discuss that with him later. I won't discuss that on air, but yeah, mate, I got it about 10 minutes ago and I'll just leave it at that.
Could be a serious split here.
Oh, it's serious, let me tell you. I'm not happy about it at all. It's ridiculous. But we'll move on. It's not funny. The journo said it to me, thought it was funny as well. That's not funny, mate.
Oh, I know,
it's
mate.
Ridiculous.
It's not.
Embarrassing and ridiculous. So anyway, who needs enemies when you're the old man?
That's right. Yeah. You can trust family sometimes.
Hey, mate, as if you don't get enough abuse.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And he's got to live up there. I just can't believe it anyway. Let's just leave. Still make me upset.
I'm sorry I brought it up, mate. All right, mate. It's all on. It's all on. You'd be feeling what the players would be feeling today. It's a long day for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a long day. Hopefully, they've managed to have a bit of a sleep in, and they'll get up and go for a walk, have some breakfast, and have a team activity probably 10 or 11 o'clock, and then just try to relax for the afternoon. And some boys sleep, some boys don't, but they'll be in the hotel together, and they'll get through it okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Mate, quite clearly, this is the moment, isn't it? It must be seized. Is it that simple?
I think so. Just logically looking at it, looking at the two teams on paper, I think you take Slater, Smith and Cronk away. I think New South Wales dominate in every other area. And I just think if our guys in those positions can play a sound game and do their job, I think New South Wales get the victory. I'm with you. I just think this is the time that they've got to get it done. And as I said, just logically looking at it, as much as my heart wants them to win, just logically looking at the two teams, I just think they'll get the victory. I really can't see them losing. I've had that attitude all three games. Obviously, they dominated game one. You take away the last 20 minutes in game two, they win there. And I've got the same feeling tonight. I just think if they can play their game, they'll get the job done.
And quite clearly, if you've done the job winning by 28 points to 4 in game number one at Suncorp, is there that sense of belief that game number three, sure, it's their home ground, but we've done it all before?
Without a doubt, they have confidence from it, I think. And I think they'll have confidence from the first 55 or 60 minutes of game two. And look, for me, it's a discipline. And discipline doesn't always mean penalties. Discipline's ball control as well. I just think if they can control the ball, go set for set with Queensland, they won't like that. You saw in game one, the first 30 minutes, they just went set for set and they ran all over them. But what Queensland need are set starts. They need penalties. They need errors from the Blues. And that's what we saw the last 20 minutes of game two. And when you give Cooper Cronk and Cameron Smith, Billy Slater set starts, they're just like computers. They know exactly what field position to get to. They know what play to run next. And inevitably, they're going to come up with points if you give them too many opportunities. And that's what the Blues did in game two, just too many opportunities at the back end of that second half. And they came up with points. But as I said, they keep their discipline in check tonight, just go set for set with them. I think they get the win.
Yeah, so you see that the first 20 minutes unfolds, good discipline, and you'll be happy?
Yeah, I think so. Though. I mean, the completion rate's important. I think in game one, they had a huge completion rate. At this level, the completion rate's generally above 80, towards 90% anyway. There's very few errors. And in game one, we saw very few penalties. So I think if the Blues can do that, just go set for set with them. Look, if it was nil all after 20 minutes, there hasn't been a break in play. I think the Blues are on top, to be honest. I really think they are, and I think that's what they should be aiming for. Anything better than that, a try or two, well, obviously they're well on top. So I think that first 20 minutes is important just to take the gas out of Queensland. And I think the Blues bench is far better than the Queensland bench. And when them boys come on, just keep that role going.
Well, lucky enough, we're chatting with Paul Gallen, of course, former New South Wales skipper and now a premiership winning captain for the Cronulla Sharkies. Gal, when you have a look at these sides and you think about the challenge that lies ahead, I mean, Laurie Daly's under an enormous amount of pressure again, isn't he, as coach?
Yeah, look, the coaches and all the players are under enormous amounts of pressure in this. That's what makes Origin so special. I mean, this is touted as the biggest game in Origin history, and that, look, every decider is. Every year, Origin gets bigger and better and faster and tougher. And obviously, this is Laurie's fifth year in charge now. We won 2014 and haven't been able to win since. So I think this is his best opportunity. And without a doubt, I think if he wins, this decision will be left to him. If he wants to go around again and coach his side again, the boys love him. I've said it before. When I was coached by him, I hung on every word he said. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. But I suppose it's a decision for him and his family. As I've just said, I know it's only three games, but let me tell you, it's like a season in those three games. There's a huge amount of pressure on it. So fingers crossed they get the job done, and the decision will be left to Laurie whether he wants to stay or move on.
And mate, Fifita, he's been gagged. He hasn't been able to say too much. I dare say he'll be a caged lion.
Hope so.
Hopefully, yeah. And as I've said before, boys, the second Andrew's game is just plain simple. And, we saw in game two, his first two touches, I think he threw an offload, and his second one, he tried to do a bit of ball playing and came up with an error compared to his first game where he just ran over the top of guys. And compared to his game against the Roosters a couple of weeks ago, he did the same thing, just ran straight over the top of blokes. And, it was very, very hard to handle. And if he has that mentality again, which I'm sure Laurie would have drummed into him, just make the simpler you play, the better. He can lead the way for the forwards, and obviously the rest of the forward pack can jump on the back of his go forward. And I think that's where the Blues can win it. I really do. I think they're superior through the middle. If they take these Queenslanders on through the middle, and as I said, that first 20 minutes, if it's nil all, then all of a sudden, both like David Clemmer and Jabojevic come on the field, I think they're well and truly on top. So playing through the middle early on and scoring the points out wide later in the game is the key for the Blues.
Gal, when you're out on the field and you see Cameron Smith sort of just come out of dummy half and, have seize up the defensive line, it's distressing when you're watching from the stands. What's it like when you're on the field waiting for him to do something?
One thing about Cameron Smith is you're watching him come into the play the ball area and you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to run, pass, which way he's going to run. Yeah. He's got that option of kicking. He's got a very underrated kicking game. I mean, it's probably not an underrated. We know how good he is, but he can kick 40-20s. He just places the ball so well, wherever he wants. But for me, the key is the forwards. And that's why Cameron was so, nullified in game one, because our forwards dominated their forwards. They could not get a roll on. And when you don't have a roll on, when you run against a set defensive line, it doesn't matter if you're Cameron Smith or Jonathan Thurston or Slater, your game's nullified. They need the boys to be rolling forward. And if they're not, it takes them out of the game. And the only other way they get in the game is set starts, which is what happened in game two also. So that's where the discipline for New South Wales comes down to it. Don't give away penalties. Don't give them cheap ball inside your half and control the ruck. And I think the New South Wales forwards can do that against this Queensland forward pack, which will hopefully take them players out of the game.
All right, mate. We do thank you so much for your time. Good luck when you confront your dad.
He's already copped a couple of texts, don't worry.
I just on the Sharkies, mate, is Cooper Cronk coming your way?
I had a bloke ring me last night and asked me the same thing. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I've just checked a few stories this morning saying there's a couple of things going on, but I have absolutely no idea, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I know Jimmy and Cooper played together at Melbourne Storm, and I don't know how good they'll play if they'll go together then too. So, I really don't know.
Okay. All right, mate. We thank you for your time. Go the Blues.
Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye.
Well done. Paul Gallen. It's going to be an interesting chat with the old man, isn't it?
Could be a bit of a food fight at the dinner table.
Mate, I think he's not happy about it.
He's not happy.
He's not happy at all.
They do that to you up here, though. It's like a Maroon sort of brainwash. if you're not on the bus, you get left behind.
That's right. It's very interesting. It was funny, but he didn't think it was funny.
No, he doesn't think it's funny at all.